When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
.877-337-6666. Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan till 2 a.m. You can always hit me up at HoffWFan. So I was talking, and I want some class participation here. This is and Tom, Garrett, Josh, Lou. We'll get to you guys in a second. But class participation for the rest of the show. Okay? Now, as you may know, the Phoenix... Actually, as you may not know, Phoenix Coyotes are no longer in existence because they have now moved to Utah, which is great. They moved out of this college dorm atmosphere, and they're going to a Utah, and they're going to move to a professional environment, have a nice stadium. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. It's a hockey team, by the way, if anybody wanted to know. It's a professional hockey team in the NHL. Regardless, they are no longer going to be called the Coyotes. It's not going to be the Utah Coyotes. They're bringing on a whole new name. Now, Rosenberg said that they have trademarked six names. Is that true? Is that what you said?
Yeah, and I also want to make it clear to the listening public that it was not the Phoenix Coyotes. They also went out of business a while ago. They were the Arizona Coyotes.
Yes.
So let's be fair.
Well, that can't be fair. They're playing at a university. Let's be serious.
Mullet Arena. I love Mullet Arena.
It holds 2,500 people.
It's a great atmosphere. Great atmosphere.
Embarrassing.
Great vibe.
Embarrassing. Great vibe.
It was great.
It's a great college vibe. But anyway, that being said.
What do you mean?
So they have six. You said, I didn't know this. You said there's six names that are trademarked?
They trademarked five names.
Okay.
Do you want to guess?
No. And then was there more to it? That's it. They just trademarked five names.
I actually think they're going to just be. I don't think they're going to have a name next season.
Right. They've already said that they might just go with the Utah hockey team.
Utah Hockey Club.
Club, right.
Which is one of the names that they trademarked. So let's get that out of the way.
Yay. Well, if NYCFC, so New York Football Club.
Right.
NYCFC, New York City Football.
It would be similar to the Washington Football Team. It's similar to that.
Which was kind of dope. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. All right. So really quickly, though, I would like to. I know the no-brainer, and I'm curious to see if it's one of the ones on your list. So you said the Utah Hockey Club.
Utah Hockey Club is one. Utah HC is another one.
Hockey Club.
Yeah. So the Utah Hockey Club and Utah HC are.
It's the same one.
Well, one is HC, one is the full.
But it's the same thing.
Yes.
So what? Well, it's not two different things. It's the same thing.
If they want to be cooler, they just going to be called the HC.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's move on. So that's the same. It's one. That's one idea.
Yes.
What's the next one?
The Utah Fury.
That's terrible. What the hell's a Utah Fury? What in Utah makes it furious?
Fury. Fury.
No, I get that. But
the next one, the Utah Venom.
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 Do they have a lot of snakes in Utah?
I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe are the people's name?
I mean, do they have a lot of jazz in Utah? No, they don't, but they came from another city with this, so they stick with the name.
Okay. Touche. Continue.
The Utah Blizzard.
Because there's snow.
There you go. It snows. That's what they have. Those are the names that they have. Applications filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Okay. Do you have one that you think is a no-brainer? Not the ones that they listed.
No. I mean, ideally, they should just take the Utes, but they can't. But the Utes would be perfect.
No, that's dumb. That's no.
Because it would be perfect.
I have one. It is so easy. It's amazing. And just think of it, okay? Close your eyes. Think really long and hard. What screams Utah? When you think of Utah, what do you think of?
I think of Salt Lake City.
Okay, well, that's not it. Well, you think that's close, but no.
I think of Salt Lake City.
All right, so what do you think of Utah? Just hear it out here. The Utah mailman and the logo, Karl Malone dunking. Lock it up.
That's honestly worse than the Utah Fury.
That is, I don't even care what the logo is for Fury or Blizzard or whatever. It could be the dopest thing. If you're telling me Utah Mailman and Karl Malone dunking a basketball, that is the most badass logo, badass team. You want to look for something cool? That's it. That's what Utah was. The Utah Jazz. That's what I think of. Utah Jazz basketball. Okay, cool. And Karl Malone. That is the best name.
I can't fathom going to Madison Square Garden. The Rangers face off against the Mailmen of Utah.
Yeah. No, but it'll happen. That's my pick. They need to trademark that nonsense. That is you can't tell me that is not the baddest name in the world.
It's the baddest name in the world, but not for the reason you think it is. That is an awful, awful idea, even for your standards. That's awful.
No. The hockey club. Utah HC. The Blizzards.
No, not the Blizzards.
The Flurries.
This is a Dairy Queen.
The Flurries.
The Blizzard. It's a single. It's a singular storm.
The Utah Blizzard is a singular storm. The Utah Flurries.
Fury, not Flurry.
Honestly, Utah Mailman.
What about the Utah Snow?
No.
Just snow. The snow of Utah. The snowman?
Mailman. If you're going to go snowman, you might as well go mailman.
No. There's mailman in every single state.
Karl Malone just dunking.
I love this conversation.
It's brilliant. I know I'm right. But you can call 877-337-6666 to go with me or the Utah HCs, the Utah Flurries.
Right, and just because Chris S. is in here and he just mentioned something, how about the Utah Frost? Just the Frost.
Is it frosty in Utah? See,
I don't know if it's cold in theory.
Do they have salty lakes?
They have salt. The capital of Utah is Salt Lake City.
No, I know that, but is it salty lakes? Are the lakes salty?
I don't understand what that means.
Me neither. But is it frosty? That's what I'm trying to get to the point of.
I think you're confusing fresh water and frost.
No, but I'm making a point, though. Are lakes salty?
Some lakes are. Freshwater lakes are not salty.
But that's why it's Salt Lake City, because it's salty lakes.
It's a salt lake, yes.
Yeah. But is Utah frosty?
Yes, it's cold in Utah.
But is it frosty, though? Sometimes it's not. Sometimes the frost doesn't build up on the windshield.